The Shell oil refinery in Anacortes sprang a leak last week. Shell quickly shut down the equipment that was boiling oil to make gasoline, but the shutdown led to a release of toxic gases. KUOW's John Ryan has the story.
Workers inspecting the refinery's maze of pipes and towers found a hole large enough that granules of a chemical catalyst were spilling out. But shutting down that equipment and restarting it a few days later caused foul-smelling gases to belch out. Shell reported 7 separate outbursts of the toxic gases hydrogen sulfide and sulfur dioxide. Northwest Clean Air Agency officials said they won't know how much of the sulfurous pollution was released until Shell submits a full report at the end of April. But they said they don't believe this was a major pollution event. Spokespeople for Shell declined to be interviewed but said the catalyst leak was small and that the equipment was shut down safely. Steve Gary heads the union that represents Shell refinery workers. He says anytime you shut down or restart a refinery, the risk of an accident goes up.
We're dealing with very, very volatile, hazardous chemicals and substances.
Gary himself works next door to Shell at the Tesoro refinery. 7 workers there were killed in an explosion 3 years ago.
There is a significant safety problem in the petroleum and chemical processing industry in this country. These kinds of events have happened too frequently in too many places for too long.
A few days after the Tesoro explosion, federal investigators arrived in Anacortes. Bob Hall with the Chemical Safety Board promised a thorough inquiry.
An investigation of this scope will likely take 18 months. We're not looking for just the immediate cause, but we're going all the way to the root cause.
3 years later, the Chemical Safety Board still hasn't finished its work. This week, 6 members of Congress from Washington complained that 3 years is too long. Democrat Rick Larson's district includes Anacortes.
CSB's main role is to figure out why this happened in the first place. That could have a huge impact on refinery operations around the country to prevent this kind of tragedy from happening again.
The safety board has told Larson it will finish investigating the Tesoro explosion by the end of the year. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.